We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We are here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
Hello world, this is Slick Zero, your host, with me today for episode 3A, again, of BaseNet Radio is Morbid across from me, as well as Silent Slate over Skype.
Hey, what's up?
And I say again because we recorded this once, but I gone done and fucked it up when I put the, since I actually use the iRiver that I mastered down onto. Sometimes I don't pay attention when I plug the cable in and it goes into, like, you know, the line out instead of the line in, and it causes all sorts of trouble, and that's all my fault, and I take full responsibility for that. So...
No one else really can.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's all good. But that was a good show last week.
That was. We'll try to one-up that show, though, this week.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yes. We've already all gone right. ADD, so we are ADD Radio.
Yes.
Any reproduction or retransmission of this material is...
encouraged.
Give it away, give it away.
That's why this MP3 is available for download at our website, which happens to be basenetradio.net. And right away, we will move on to the first section. That would be the email section of BaseNet Radio. In this section, we will be reading email and comments we received over the course of the previous week. If you have something to contribute, ideas, flames, news stories, or want a shameless promotion, shoot off an email to basenet@basenetradio.net. And first thing first...
Kill that with
yes.
fire.
With fire. Oh, I need to get a fire sound effect now, too.
Yeah, we need a flamethrower.
Burn, 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 burn.
And you know what's funny? Do you know what game this is called? That this is from?
Burn? No.
Firepower.
That was a fire sound?
This is firepower.
No, it's not
fire
sound. The game is firepower.
The one, when I hit next, the game that came up is Firepower 2000.
Nice.
From
what
Super
was the
Nintendo.
Other game? Bubbles on loop?
I don't know. That's what it was, but...
It's just a game where bubbles fly at you. That's it.
Bubble bubble?
The sound...
That is a game where bubbles fly around. Half the time at you.
Well, they never really hit you.
Anyway, we're ADDing again. Let's get on.
Okay, so I guess the first section, we got some mail?
Yeah, we got mail that we read last week, but didn't make it to recording.
Well, let's reread it again. Why not?
Oh, of course. And this one says, please, guys, love your show, but unfortunately, it's kind of hard to listen out for the tiny URLs. I think another guy wants the hole.
Has this one ran into trees or anything yet?
No, not this one. Don't give it away. No, but this is most likely in reference to somebody requesting links on our page, which we couldn't last week, we should get around to.
But there's so many parties this weekend.
Yes, well, it is a very good St. Paddy's Day this weekend.
You know what? Put little on the wiki. Put little tick marks next to the thing, the ones that we go through, and then we'll just have the whole link there. Screw the tiny URL.
You could just do it while you're drunk on Friday. It would make it interesting. Who knows what you'll put? What you'll tiny URL.
Yeah, things like guilty tub girl will be linked out.
Taste the rainbow. You got to make a tiny URL for that. Anyway,
on to the email.
Yes,
right. The next email.
How did I click that and it came up with that? That's weird. Okay, there's something up with the mail thing, because I clicked on the our link, like a link that we sent the email to ourselves, or one of us sent to another one of us. I forget, but yeah. And it went to the email of the other one, which when I clicked went to that link. I don't know. Anyway, this one comes from Wired, and he says, I've learned to take notes while listening to the show, and I heard your no-name female guest back in 33 drop a suggestion, which was Google Images in Fecal Japan. I'm not sure which...
Dude, I don't even remember that.
I'm not sure which bothers me
that?
More, that the pictures get posted or that she found them. Sick, just sick.
Wow, like I said, spot on, because I didn't even catch that. At least I don't remember.
You ever search for Fecal Japan?
No, not really. Yeah, not on the top of my to-do list.
Keep it that way, really.
Yeah.
You know, for the sake of research,
and
I
also,
had to do it.
Also with us today is DMAD.
Sweet.
No
Sweet
way.
Guys.
Oh my god.
It's actually him. He's on.
No,
he's here.
He's alive. Actually, you had the Black Death.
He had the Black Death. Suddenly his his coffin fit went away, and he turned his mic back on.
Yay.
Oh, dude, don't even say it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's dying.
Son of a bitch. You made it come back.
He's yeah, back.
Can't even talk. All right, sorry.
It's cool, you'll be...
What happened to the other email that was
no,
in the...
email. I moved one, but there should be another one.
You moved the wrong one, I think.
No. Well, unless the email service is acting to buggy. No, the right one's still in there. It's the one all the way at the bottom.
Oh, right, thank you, I missed that one. I skipped over that one by accident. Okay.
Yeah, because you were skipping over the wrong one.
Yeah, oops. Alright, probably because they were all for jerked and messed up. Alright, yeah, because this was the one that I clicked and it brought me to the other one. Alright. Anyway.
Browser is loopy.
Yeah, it says, hello guys, I like your shows. I got one question. I recently created an app for Mac OS X and Linux as well as Windows, using Real Basic. The only problem is that I don't have an x86 machine running Linux, so I don't know if the Linux version runs. I would like to know if it does not, or if it does or does not. So, would you guys test it on Linux and see if it runs? The app is named LifeFox, originally for OS X. The main purpose was to watch videos under Mac, but other people found other ways of using it. I know many people use it to get free music videos from Yahoo Music for their iPods after converting them to MP4. You can Google search for it or just download from my site, and it's ferniebee.bpgames.net, and then you would click on the link projects. And it says, thanks, guys. Let's see, I shall click this. I was here last week and I had this all ready. I had to go and fuck things up. But yeah, it seems in the links sections there, he has tips for Linux users with LifeFox, so apparently it does run. I don't know, I was just a little skeptical at first, because normally when you get an email saying, hey, I don't know if this binary package works or not, let's check it out, so...
Yeah, I don't like that concept too much.
Well, I don't have a spare box to check it out on. Otherwise, I would. It's just a little weird that that there's no source for it. Usually... I mean, I can understand, though, if it's originally made in OS X.
But you could still release some source or something.
Right, but I mean, in the end, it's all up to what you want, so. Yeah, I'll give it a shot on an extra box, if I find one. Or buy a new one.
Buy a new box to test on?
Not just for testing it on, but if I buy a new box anyway.
Right. Is someone making weird noises?
Yeah, me. Dude, what you should have told me. I just got rid of, like, 3 boxes today.
Oh, yeah?
It's the saddest day of my life.
So go
life.
Jump
yeah.
in the dump, back in
oh,
the dumpster
man.
And get him.
No, not. Shut up.
D-Money doesn't point throw things in dumpsters.
No, man. Nothing ever goes back into dumpsters with me.
Right. He used the only plastic explosive.
Yeah, exactly. I had two sweet Pentium 2s and a non-working K6 chip.
Non-working? Oh. Yeah, you can have this non-working K6. It's awesome.
Yeah, dude, you should have told me beforehand. I would have given you the P2 box.
Yeah, with death germs on it.
He has cooties.
Knowing Slick, though, that wouldn't be enough because I think it was for a sound system.
Oh. Well, yeah, I was going to build another, a high-end box.
he would need a little oomph to do all that, file converting.
Processing. the dual AMD 64 deal type oomph.
Oh, God.
Yeah, stuff that's unnecessary, but necessary all the same.
Completely necessary. Cough.
Yeah.
Too much power?
Anyway,
I needed to cough, sorry.
No problem. Anyway, before we ADD off too much like we already have, the next section.
Okay. I am going to jump into this.
Oh, I did it again!
Did
the same thing last week.
Go. We'll start the new section. We'll start the new section. A new section, not the new section.
Right. Personal things.
Fun with text. I don't know. Come up with a good name.
I don't know.
Fun with tech support.
Crazy stories about. Tech support stories. Here you go.
Anything that you've had stupid stories. Share them with us. I'm going to personally share mine. I have a real karma. And I started having an issue where it frees up, blah, blah, blah. It wouldn't play. And so I reset it, and then it wouldn't boot up. Ugh. And I went online, and I found exactly what my problem was and how to fix it. After I looked on Rio's website didn't work. Firmware updates, all that fun stuff. So what people said to do on this forum, note that this course of action is not officially recommended or endorsed by Rio, Revolution.com, or the Fact Guru. Several people, the users have reported that hidden the karma works very well in solving the particular problem. They suggest holding it in your left hand with the screen facing you. Karma on the startup screen. Proceed to clap it in your right hand so that the rubber grip hits your palm. Hard enough to make your palm slightly red and to hurt a little. That is stated.
Is it coding?
Sounds really bad.
They report that this should set the karma working again. If not, try slightly harder each time. Okay, so that worked for about 24 hours. And when about 24 hours after that, I received an email back from Friendly Karma Tech Support. Or the Rio Tech Support. And this is what the email from Rio said. Dear me. Thank you for contacting Rio Audio Technical Support. If your Rio Karma is not booting up or seems to hang on the hourglass when booting, the hard drive may have a problem. The heads that read the hard drive might be stuck. This has been known to happen when the Rio Karma gets bumped. Okay, that's plausible. It could be something. Okay. If this is a case... Oh, this is where it gets funny. Hold your player in your right hand. Okay. And clap it into your other hand with moderate force.
Moderate force?
Wait. Okay. Keep in mind that this is from real customer support. Moderate force. This may seem unorthodox, and they've tried to give it a technical spin to it, but the magnetic plates inside the karma should slip back into place, and you should not see this problem again. Then they say you want to format the player and force upgrade. Who's typing like, whoa? And force upgrade the player's firmware to the latest version. Okay, so if you note, the official karma, the official Rio technical support thing, the only difference from the forum was the hand you hold it in.
Yeah.
So I tried this.
No wonder it only worked for 24 hours
and
at one time.
It only ended up switching through three tracks, about 10 seconds of three tracks each, and turned off, rebooted, and the same three tracks just kept looping. So, I've decided on this show that I'm gonna take this slightly farther here.
Ah!
Yes.
What are you gonna do now, man?
I am holding in my hand a very basic tool around the house. It would be a claw hammer. If hitting with the palm didn't work, let's see if this does.
Make sure it's on, that you start booting it.
Oh, yes, I need to start it. It's on.
Oh, yeah. We need it on for this.
What the hell is that?
Ow.
Oh! Oh, did that light up?
It lit up. Oh,
did you scratch it? Come on.
No, I didn't even... Wow, I didn't even scratch it. Let's see if the claw does.
Rip that thing apart with that. Oh, man. Well, you're probably able to hear it, but it just sounds like a little pop.
I'm moving to the sledgehammer. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. They built that thing stronger than it seems.
It's opening.
It's opening?
The screen
I
is
I want to hear stuff fall apart, man.
Is that, what is that?
There, it's starting to go. Oh. I hear clicking, too.
Yeah, what is it clicking?
It's keyboard typing, it sounds like. I'm surprised that thing hasn't split into two yet.
There we go.
That flew across the room.
And...
Okay.
Let's see if their technical support worked now. I have to say no.
What the hell?
And for any of you who can guess that reference, email us in. You'll get a kudos. And that ends my fun with tech support. If you have any other stories that of frustrating times or just dumb fucking ass replies from technical support that you got, send them our way.
Yeah.
I'll be pounding this thing.
Have fun with that. Anyway, that begins the news section of FaceNet Radio. In this section, we will be discussing news from this past week in the tech and computer industries, as well as any other news we find relevant to the general idea of hacking. We try to vary our sources, so you may hear something on the show that you may not have heard elsewhere. Also, if you would like to be a FaceNet correspondent, simply send us an email with an audio attachment of yourself doing a report on something of your interest. It can be anything from reading and commenting on tech news to reporting on an interesting hack. And I guess you got the news?
Oh, do I have news? I have something.
I have to take care of a little something-something first.
A little something-something?
Yeah.
Okay, being the this week that it is right now, I'd like to bring up something that was kind of a bit of a... It's not new news. It's not really even good news. It's just a... It's St. Paddy's Day coming up. And a lot of you people, alcoholics or just drunks like me, like, might know of a game called Power Hour.
Okay.
And they have a software that you could download on your computer, so you can be even lazier and drink even more, and it times it for you. This software becomes so popular amongst drunk college people, I'm assuming, that now, for a piece of software that tells the time, no, that counts down for 60 minutes, beeps every minute, they have a DVD version, a computer version, and a cell phone version, and they charge you for it.
Yeah, why do they charge you for it? Can't you schedule something to do that for you?
Yes. Where'd everyone go?
We're here.
Kinda.
I think that's bullshit.
Well, what do you think the something-something was I was taking care of, man?
You making a beepy? Every hour? Every minute on the hour? Okay, yeah, I didn't actually have any actual news opened up. That's why I had that. Uh-huh. That's way too fast to take shots, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's actually go with the real news story here.
What the heck? That dropped my calls.
A group. A U.S. What? Group implants...
Oh, you're still on. Never mind.
Electronic tags in its workers. In workers. Okay. And an Ohio company has embedded silicon chips in two of its employees. The first known case in which U.S. workers have been tagged electronically as a way to identify them.
Oh, that's great.
Ooh, sheep.
Yeah, kind of talk about Big Brother to the extreme.
Wow, that's loud.
Who is that? Is that D-Money?
No, somebody else who has yet to announce.
Is something sneaking into this transmission or something?
It sounds like it.
Experiment.
I certainly hope it wasn't me.
Wow, it's you sound like you're coming through a 14.4 modem, dude.
Want to go at it?
Sure. I'll
claw hammer or sledgehammer?
Oh, I'll go with the sledgehammer. Damn, okay. This thing is more. Does it boost still?
The screen doesn't. Well, if we had a screen that worked, it might.
Oh, you already beat the crap out of the screen. I see here.
Yes.
Totally confused.
Can you hear me?
Oh, nice. You got
yes,
the.
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, the hard drive's busted.
Fuck. Is it?
Oh yeah.
So that's the problem.
Oh, it's got a nice big dent in it now. Nice.
Okay.
I don't like this box anymore.
Okay, so, City Watcher, a private video surveillance company, says it was testing the technology as a way of controlling access to a room where it holds security video footage for government agencies and the police. Embedding slivers of silicone in workers is likely to add to the controversy over RFID technology, widely seen as one of the next big growing industries.
Here you go, have a battery.
Sweet. RFID chips, inexpensive radio transmitter, give them off, yes, you all know. Unique in identifying signal have been implanted in pets or attached to goods so they can be tracked. Of course, this person, Liz McIntyre, has a very good point. This is a very serious privacy and civil rights issue of having people permanently numbered. But the Sean Darks, chief executive of City Watch, says that the glass-encased chips were like identity cards. They're planted in the upper right arm of the recipient and read by a device similar to a card reader. There's nothing pulsing or sending out a signal, says Mr. Darks, who has had a chip in his own arm.
It's
not a GPS chip. My wife can't tell where I am. The technology's...
There's still a way to read
Can I rant about that comment for a moment? GPS chips don't tell your wife where you are.
They tell you where you are.
They're a receiving chip. They don't transmit anything. If you put a GPS chip in a cell phone, you could program the cell phone to read from the GPS chip and then tell your wife where you are. I don't know why you would do that, but the GPS chip itself doesn't tell nobody where you are. So I won't. I'll be the first to be like, hey, I want a GPS chip embedded in me so I know where I am at all times. But
I don't know where I'm somewhere.
I don't want any other transmitting things in me.
Okay.
Now, the thing about RFID is you can get tracked if there are RFID transmitter receiver unit. The way RFID works, it's the actual chip in you doesn't transmit anything on its own. It's like a tiny capacitor that holds like the smallest charge in the world. And then on discharge, it just sends anything else. I don't know. It's kind of interesting the way it works. But the readers for RFID chips, they send out a signal first that gives the capacitor in the RFID chip a charge. And then, which right away discharges itself and sends the information out, like, in a very, very small area, since it's one capacitor. How much voltage could that hold? How much can it transmit, you know? So, if you put the readers everywhere, you'll be able to track general idea of where people have been. Even if it's not their exact location.
If you have a couple of them in one area, you could...
It could potentially be an issue. I don't think it really is right now, but if those receivers were put everywhere, yeah, that could be a problem eventually. And oh, damn, you busted the screen up.
Here.
There's glass falling on me.
Did you have a swing at it yet?
No, I just used my hands and took the rest of it apart.
Okay, so the technology's defenders say it's acceptable as long as it's not compulsory, but critics say an implanted device could be used to track the wearer without their knowledge, just like Slick said. The Verichip, the U.S. company that made the devices and claims to have the only chips that have been approved, listen to that, by the Food and Drug Administration, said the implants were designed for primarily for medical purposes.
Right.
And so far, there are about 70 people in the U.S. who have had these. Now, the first thing that...
That you know of.
Yes. The first thing that I thought of when I saw Food and Drug Administration is, you know, like the bird flu that's going around and everything. What if they come up with some bullshit story? Or maybe there is an actual, like, epidemic going around where everyone gets these vaccines for. And instead of a nice, happy vaccine, is, ooh, let's track everyone. Yeah, you're going to get better, and instead you get injected with our nice, happy slivers of silicone.
Yeah, it's fine. It helps you heal. It slowly releases toxins into your body. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Antibodies or something. Yeah, you like it. It's good. It'll cost you $350. Do you have insurance? They'll charge you to put this in your body. Yeah, of course. How else would you accept it if you're not paying for it? So silly. Sorry, I'm just ranting. Don't mind me. I'm not here.
Yes, you are. And that's why I brought up that story.
That's like buying a product or a service from somebody and having to fix their shit.
You mean like buying something from Microsoft?
More or less.
First thing you gotta do is like rip half of it out.
Throw patches on it.
Patch it like crazy. Remove services that don't need to be there in the first place.
Yeah, that's about right.
Sorry, Earthbound. Okay. Let's see. What else is going on lately? Like this whole embedding thing.
What's up with NASA?
Disturbing. Part of NASA?
They're open source.
Oh, that's right. They've opened the sauce to everyone. And it might be a little old and it's a little moldy. Because, you know, it's NASA and they've had it for quite a long time.
That's the sauce they use to grease their engines.
Those don't tend to work very often. Okay. They have a lot of failure issues with their equipment. But anyway, moving on. Where's the Ash? I opened the sauce here. Pulling up the article. You can pretty much go to opensource.arc.nasa.gov. Or you can just go to the NASA main page. There's actually a link there. And you can get links to their projects. They're open source now projects. You should be able to find quite a few interesting pieces of software that they have Linux and Windows versions for, and they have the source code available there on the pages. Coolest things I found on here were Livingstone 2. Not Livingstone. It's supposed to be an AI program for space shuttles. But I'm sure with a little tweaking, you can make this do quite a lot of other fun things. I know El Capitan will probably be interested in this.
Yeah.
With the whole AI thing. There's some other stuff like the World Wind software they released recently for Windows. They have a mission simulator toolkit for you to use, which is creepy.
Question for you, man.
Yeah,
How's your upload right now?
Not great.
Yeah, I guess not. Okay. As long as you realize that, too.
Why? Do I sound like ass to you right now?
Well, yes. there's like a drop every now and then.
Are you still doing this over wireless?
Yeah, but I've never had this kind of problem before.
All the time.
Huh?
You have this every week.
No, not like this.
I don't have this every week. I mean, you wouldn't tell if it were wireless. You can tell the difference if this were wireless the other few times, but...
Oh, it doesn't sound as great.
Are you still downloading One Piece?
No, I stopped that for the show. Are you crazy?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good.
I guess he doesn't want he doesn't want to sound like how KD sounded.
I don't know what KD was downloading.
Or uploading, rather.
Or uploading. All right. Well, anyway, yeah. Let me just finish off the story. I really think you guys should check it out there. Anyway, especially people who are interested in like programming for NASA in the future, or if you're just interested in like AI, that Livingstone 2 looks pretty useful. You can go to tinyurl.com/538mp, like megapixel, and you should be able to find it. And I believe they have a cute name for it, too. It's the NASA Open Source Agreement, which is what they're releasing everything on there.
NOSA?
NOSA. So NASA is giving you the NOSA.
NASA-OSA.
So, yeah, that was pretty damn cool. Alright, another thing that I wanted to mention before I forget. What the hell is this? I think we mentioned this before, didn't we?
What?
That's right, we mentioned it, but the show kind of vanished. The quantum computer that solves a problem without running.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Quantum computing is very interesting to me, but I don't have anything that describes, like, the details of it past, like, yeah, it goes down to, like, the freaking, I don't even know what it's called, the molecule. It goes down, like, it's molecular. Yes, it goes down to, like, the atomic level. That was what I was looking to say. That's the most detail I get about how quantum computing works. I can't find anything that explains it in more detail. I'm sure it's out there.
Wikipedia has something.
I haven't looked too in-depth, obviously.
Is it in layman's terms?
Not in layman's terms on Wikipedia, although if you keep following every single link, eventually you'll get it. You might be there for a few hours. This is one of those things you have to take a weekend to do.
Welcome.
Hello, gents. Mm-hmm. Hello, gents.
Oh, we can hear you now. Amazing.
Great. Yeah, I ran into a little technical difficulties with my PDA.
Okay.
You're not coming to us over your PDA, are you?
No.
Okay, that would have been cool.
I just installed Skype on my box, so.
Okay. So you're still getting crap set up on that?
Yeah.
Man, missed it. Morbid was beating the crap out of his 20 gig OGG player with a sledgehammer and just a normal hammer thing.
Full hammer.
Yeah.
What would be the best one to do that?
It was sucks. Broken.
After being instructed what to do by the support, I just decided to take it a step further. Okay, just listen to the beginning of the show when it comes out.
Yeah,
it's kind of disturbing. Let's see.
Another the same thing to my Wi-Fi. Sorry.
So, Kitty, what brings you in here? Earlier, you had some sort of ghost transmission. You were fading in and out.
Got lost in cyberspace, had to take a left at one of the routers. Zigged when I should have zagged. But it's
all sorted.
And
you zagged right into the show. At pretty high speed.
my Wi-Fi, my WAP is a little too close and it was interfering with something. Or it's just at the mic and the mic and the speaker for my PDA is so close, so it was causing some hard feedback, but everything's working out nicely now. So, where were we before I dropped in?
Well, perfect timing. Do you know anything about quantum computing?
Only about the general stuff. I mean, I heard about one quantum computer built out of mirrors, and it, like, solved the problem before they actually, got it working.
That's what we were just, talking about.
Yeah, that's what we were bringing up, but it's such a creepy science to it. It's,
like Stroger's cat and all that other happy stuff.
Quite, but it's not like they can actually explain. Like, even during the news story that we were reading, I believe it was off of, was it Eureka Alert?
Right.
The website? And, they don't really go into detail on what's going on. It sounds like the author doesn't really know how to explain it well.
Well, quantum physics is one of those things that is just, it's a little hairy to explain.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind hearing the details, even if I didn't know what the hell it's talking about.
You should get this book called Dancing Woolly Masters. It's very interesting. It's
I have a copy lying around here.
It's a good book.
It's on my to-do list.
But quantum computing. Well, the only application that I know of is cryptography and cryptanalysis. And as far as I've heard, it'll only speed the calculation of, you know, subsequently large primes by a factor of 2. So, you know, you can get, like, crack a 128-bit key in, like, 64 bits, you know. 228, whatever. Sounds interesting, but, if Bruce Nair, the man, the legend, isn't worried, then I am not worried. If Bruce Nair says to worry, then I start worrying. Which almost brings me to what I had wanted to talk about. Like the lead up to saying, you know, they're doing the show. And I hope I get in on the show before it actually starts so I can like talk about one of my experiences. But my message would be to get your crypto working, people. Because paranoia, you don't have to be right once to make it all worthwhile.
That's true. You're not gonna share any of the information, I take it. But
no, I could tell the story.
To the gist.
I can give you the gist of it. Over the weekend, I had quite a time on the town and you know what have you. And this month being a very busy month, I do plan on giving that talk at that school.
Mm-hmm.
The college students at 2600 meeting that were giving like were conducting a small interview. They wanted me to come and talk to their class, and I'll probably get back to them and say, "Yeah, I'll do it." I also have another talk. I'm be talking at Captain Integral El Capitan's lug. So I'll be giving a talk there. And I have a CTF competition going on the 25th. So it's going to be a very busy month, especially next week. But back to the original point, I had like a strange run-in. Just last night it was. I went to the store on my way back towards my apartment. I wound up getting stopped on the street by an old man and old Jewish guy, it sounded like. He had that kind of accent. And what essentially would look to anybody else as a government car, you know, one of those Crown Vicks or what's the other car to drive? I forget. But it just had just reeked of, you know.
It reeked Fed.
Just reeked of Fed. So after our conversation, that was really, really odd. Because he was asking me about, you know, places I hang out or, you know, and the place that he asked about was probably like the place that I had a little incident at the previous night. Yeah, the prior night. But so I was kind of like worried about that and, you know, just, you know, well, I am a hacker, so, you know, just saying that and just visiting the sites that I visit and, you know, searching for the things that I search for. As we all know, can get you looked at. You never know what's going on. So, you know, my already paranoid mentality was like, okay, what the hell is this about? You know, it was one of three things. Either he was a Fed, he was looking for me, and he just wanted to see if, you know, I matched the description of who he was looking for. B, he was looking for someone else, because in his neighborhood, there is, you know, quite a few crimes that happen, and, you know, the police are always around, so, you know, he might have looked at me and said, he looks like this guy that we have APP out on, and he just
wanted
to talk to
him. Which is like half the city, when you think about it.
Really, it is. It is, really. Or
like
he was
black
like,
male, or white male, or Hispanic male, usually the only two things that they have on it.
Exactly.
All about this scraggly beard. It's done.
Yeah, basically.
Wearing black.
But I find that when I deal with the police, you know, they may be looking for a specific type of person, and once they start speaking to me, they can pretty much see that I'm not the person that they're probably looking for. So, you know, just the way that I speak and I carry myself. But and the C, the only other thing I could think of is that he was trying to solicit somebody for something, and I was not the person that he needed to be talking to. I just found like a creepy old man just, you know, driving around the streets looking for something.
His next hit, really.
Yeah, you know, he could have been looking for drugs, he could have been looking for, you know, partnership or what have you, but I wasn't too worried about that.
It's not the neighborhood for that, is it?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, but aside from all that, I was sufficiently spooked because it doesn't take much for me to be spooked. Because I keep a low profile, so anybody that I don't know talking to me about anything that, you know, kind of makes me say, I need to go home and wipe my drive, you know?
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case, you know. I sent a couple of emails out, you know, PGP encrypted, and, you know, so, like I said, get your crypto up, people, you know. Make sure you have your keys. Make sure you have your emails and your signatures and everything up to date. Practice safe hex. That's all I'm saying. And I was looking around for one of those boot CDs that you put in your computer, and once it boots, that's pretty much it. You know, it'll wipe everything, and nobody can get anything back.
Oh yeah, I have some disks.
Yeah. Yes. So.
Those yours kind of these?
To yours, yes. Wipes to DoD standards.
Yes, I do my best to do that. I usually go for encrypting the information, then overriding it twice with random garbage, and then you know, you can automate that with like a script in DD, but I'd rather just have something that I put in, and like I can walk away to like rip up and shred any other documents that I have laying around, so I don't need to sit at my computer. When I hear people knocking at my door.
And don't it out in your garbage, or throw like half of it out in yours.
Oh, I'll take my crowbar to my entire setup. You know how I am. Be like, I'm gonna miss all my anime and prawn, but
it's nothing that I don't have backed up somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know about the prawn, but I know about the anime.
Yeah, dude, you really should like get a picture of. We need a picture of all of those CDs and DVDs that you have, because people do not believe me. People do not believe me when I say that Slade has like well over 3 terabytes of data on media. you've got quite a collection of CDs there, man.
Yeah, quite a lot of stuff over the years. It only gets worse too.
And a lot of them are just, like, essentials discs that just, like, oh, I don't need these anymore.
Yeah, there's, like, 4 or 5 of those
left. Oh, these were updated. But, I'll burn another one.
It doesn't hurt to have, like, all your important or favorite pieces of software lying around.
Yeah.
That is true. It's very true. But, yes, Derek's Boot and Nuke.
Yeah, that's the one I was mentioning. Yeah, the boot and nuke, that's a pretty... I've used that before, actually. It was pretty creepy.
I say the link to it is dban, that's dban.sourceforge.net. Go to that site, grab a copy, just do it, grab a CD, make the investment.
And don't forget, there's also the floppy version, which is... actually kind of simpler. You just kind of leave it in the floppy bay, which you never use anyway, mm-hmm. and just slap it in at the last minute.
Right. So, everybody, you know, go ahead and get that. Doesn't matter what you do, if you're worried about anything, you should just have it. Yeah. Keep it for a friend. don't be, like Sean Candy says, don't be a data litterbug.
Be a data litterbug?
Don't be a data litterbug. So... Have that set up, and have it set up so that when, you know, you feel the heat start coming down, you have a point of action. Because, you know, all of the movies and talking aside, just listening to this broadcast and having Hacker attached to anything, having Underground attached to anything that you do, you will run into problems eventually, so don't take any chances. Get yourself some boot nuke, set up your system for some encryption, and just be prepared.
just in case.
That charming little part there.
You gotta have the sip of the coffee.
Uplifting.
Coffee.
Can't live without caffeine.
Yeah.
Well, you cannot. But if you live in New York and you find yourself over in Eastville or Little Tokyo, as it's been finally referred to now, you gotta go to Sunrise Mart, go upstairs, and right by the cashiers, they have the Japanese gum. Get this gum called Black Black. Now, of course, you know, anybody that knows me can understand why I'm attracted to gum that calls itself Black Black. But, come on, I smoke black cigarettes, I wear a lot of black. I might as well have gum that matches my
black drum.
Yes. And it has caffeine. If you look, and they even have it up on ThinkGeek, so consider yourself lucky to be one of the chosen few to live in an area where you can go to a store and just buy it instead of having to order it.
They also have some pretty good coffee cans there as well. You can just have pop it open like a Yoo-hoo and go at it. Which is pretty handy.
Yeah, those Japanese,
they create some useful things.
Quite useful.
Yeah, gonna have to stock up on some of those soon. But you never know, in the middle of the night when you just need coffee and you don't feel like making it, just done.
Linux Kernel Configuration Archive. This is very interesting.
Oh, the link I sent you?
Oh, yes.
Alright, well, let's start talking about that. Anyone can check this out. It's a really easy website. kernel.xc.net. And it's kind of a large collection, and hopefully growing, of kernel configuration, and for a bunch of different versions of the kernel, starting at 2.6.0 all the way to 2.6.15, so it's only for the recent arc.
It's only for the latest stable.
Yeah, only for 2.6. Well, it's a new thing that's being done.
It's only 2.6.x as well. It doesn't have any, like, the 2.6.15.1 or 2 or 3 or whatever, for example.
Yeah, it doesn't have any release candidates either.
Right.
And it does have quite a lot of cool stuff. It's for any of the architectures from Alpha through Extensa, which I don't even use. And pretty much you can search for different particular things. For example, if you know you have a card, a Sound Blaster or Audigy or something, you want to check if it's supported. Just kind of type it in and search for it in kernel. It'll tell you if there are any revisions or anything for it. Pretty handy. The coolest thing about it is it tells you like a large list of change log in like a color-coded format. It gives you graphic support, et cetera, and help files. It's kind of like a clean text version of the kernel.org site. I kind of like it. I was kind of hoping that they would be like expanding it a little bit more. One of the cooler things that you could do is you can kind of diff your version. So let's say if you're running 2.6.2, and you haven't updated in a while, and you want to know what's the difference between 2.6.2 and the current 2.6.15, just hit diff on those, and it'll compare the update changes. Something you can't do with kernel.org, really, unless you want to sit there for hours.
More or less, yeah.
So that's pretty kind of cool. So if anyone who really tweaks out their kernel really often, and just kind of curious as to what's in there and doesn't feel like going through their kernel configurations themselves and seeing what moves and what have you, you can kind of use a site to help. Yeah, you do, but sometimes you're looking for something in a place and it's been moved and you have no idea where it is now.
That's usually an occasional thing, and that's usually only in between like say 2.4 and 2.6. It's usually a major version issue, but sometimes you get small things changed.
Sometimes small things change, and you're like, I could have sworn there was something here I need to add, and it's not here. And
I can't count how many times I've moved my .config from one of my old kernels to like the newest kernel, and it's like they'll just say that's not there no more. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah,
like, you're looking for what?
So,
Yeah, even when I just move, even if it's like one version difference, I usually run through the whole config again anyway, just to make sure things are the same.
Indeed.
All right.
You get that link, so Slick?
Oh, that's what that typing was.
Yep, moving on over. Alright, so I guess I'll just continue on with something else. I guess this is probably old news by now, but the BlackBerry case was settled, which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
And for quite way too much money, I think. I don't think that the BlackBerry settlement should have anywhere near $612 million.
Hey, they still have money left in their reserve, though.
Yeah, I know. The company was worth like $1.8 billion.
You know what we have to do?
Sue someone?
I don't think it was...
Sue someone!
well, yes. if we do this properly, we can. What we have to do is we have to do something like patent...
Breathing.
Know what? No, there's something that I don't think was patented. It's a killer app. I mean, it totally changed...
Don't say
changed.
The name of it.
No, it everybody knows it. It actually changed the way computing is today. And it was like back way before even like Apple did the whole GUI thing and whatnot. Even before spreadsheets, this was most likely around. It's the copy buffer. I don't think anybody ever patented that. Wow. If we patent that, do you know how much money we can make? Hey, I saw that you hit Control C. Don't you dare hit Control V without my permission.
Or middle click.
Or Control Insert, Shift Insert.
Any of them combinations.
They're all copyrighted under the copy buffer patent.
Nice.
That's cruel and unusual.
I say we do it. Can we sue especially the MPA and
seriously.
The RIAA?
I wouldn't have the heart to do that. I would donate like the patent to like FSF or something.
Well, you can choose who you sue, can't
yeah.
you?
We could be like the Robin Hood.
Donate some money to patent reform.
That would be a good thing to do, actually.
Yeah.
If you were able to get a patent for something like that, and you donate all the money towards like a lobby group that just fixes the patent problems that we're having, that would be worth it.
Yeah.
Seriously, just sue RIAA and MPA. A.
Oh, man. Hey, you know, we have proof. You see these two documents here? They have slight changes, but they're completely different files. You could have hit save as, but we think you used copy paste.
And you're copying from one conversation to another?
Because wait, you're copying text? No, there's no text sharing here.
Text sharing. Oh no.
Let's find out. Let's see, where's copyright? What am I doing? I don't know.
So we'll be the TIAA, the Text Industry of America.
Association of America. Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah. Speaking of copying, did you guys hear about the Pirate Bay?
Pirate Bay?
Booze?
Yeah, the Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
The Swedish torrent.
No.
File searching.
Oh, what about it?
We all know who they are, but
yeah, what about it?
I haven't heard any news about them.
Well, they've been in the news quite a bit lately, because, main thing that happened lately was someone won,
by Slade. Goodbye.
Back at loss.
Okay.
Yeah, he's.
Do you know how to get the SD card readers working in Linux?
Money on the game show.
Might want to restart that.
Yeah, the first thing I heard was game show.
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Yeah, but we missed your whole message. Like somebody won game show with a whole lot of blank air.
Can you hear me?
Now it's apparently right. Over.
Okay, so there was someone won some money on a game show. It's all over the web. About $6,000 gonna go donated back to the site, and I'm dead again, aren't I?
No, oh. No, you were for a second there, but it came back immediately. Apparently now you're dead.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, Katie.
Yes.
Do you know how to get the SD card reader working on Linux?
All right, so $6,000 go back to the site, they're going to upgrade servers, but the interesting... Don't talk to me.
Please, okay. Go on, Slade.
Try to. Attempt to.
If you can hear me, say hello.
Hello.
Yay, all right, good. So, as I was saying, we all know that there's a pirate party in Sweden, right?
Yes.
Like an official pirate party.
Oh, nice.
And when are we going?
One of their...
Nothing.
He said, when are we going?
When are we going? This weekend, if you want.
Okay.
So the Pirate Bay is actually, in a sense, affiliated with the party now, since the person who won on the game show's purpose was to try to convince the group of people of a certain thing, and the winner convinced people that it's okay to file share, and then he got the money, and then he's donating the money, and is possibly going to run for parliament in Sweden on the Pirate Party flag.
Awesome! Is it the Jolly Roger?
No, it's not the Jolly Roger.
No, they have to come up with a different one. Have a gavel in one as one X, and what do politicians have? A law book in
usually donkeys and elephants in this country, but
well, no. I'm talking about like.
I think a Jolly Roger would look good in the blue field of the instead of the stars.
Let's start a political party.
You mean like lots of small Jolly Rogers everywhere?
No, replacing all the stars with one Jolly
just
Roger.
Just one big white Jolly Roger on a blue field.
Yeah.
I could shop that up pretty quickly.
Who
I'm
can?
Telling you. I mean, like that will put the Fajir in other countries. Like fucking represent.
Now the truth is out.
That's it?
Yeah. Run your oil, bitches.
Basically. Run that shit. Yeah. So, Pirate Bay and the Pirate Bay.
Right. Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. And recently the MPAA and RIAA were really slamming the torrent sites.
Yeah.
Except for the Pirate Bay.
Really? I thought Pirate Bay went down because it sucked.
It just gets hit up pretty hard. I don't really like it myself.
Neither do I.
As compared to the features other sites have. But if it's gonna be the forerunner of the next, I guess, file-sharing argument, then you have to kind of support it in one way or another. Simply on principle. At least that's my opinion. I mean, granted, I still hate their interface and the look of their site.
Anyway.
It's just me.
Who has
it? And the representative's name, just to throw that out there, was Peter Nilsson.
Okay. Does anybody have any shoutouts?
No.
Okay.
I just thought of one, but I'm not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
No, go ahead, man.
I got one. Shout out to Far and Druid. Druid's birthday was Saturday, and oh, what a time was had by all.
Oh, happy birthday.
Brandon also. Birthday was it seemed that a lot of people's birthday was Saturday. It was weird. And
it was a hot night 9 months ago.
And a shout out to a young lady that had a birthday there. I think her name was Key. And I hope they let you back in that bar.
Oh no. I have shouts to Rio and whatever equipment is left here shaking.
Shouts to all feds and Crown Victorias everywhere. This one's for you.
And that concludes this week's edition of BassNet Radio. We hope you have enjoyed this highly ADD edition of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or flames, send an email to basenet@basenetradio.net. If you are listening to this on DDP Hack Radio, or on Rant Radio, up next is Binary Revolution Radio. Take care.